Well, it's great to be here. I kind of feel like it's a family reunion. And then when I got here, there was even more people here than I thought was going to be here that I know. But I just got to do something really cool at the beginning of the service. I got to meet a couple that is here for the first time. Don't worry, I'm not going to point you out, but their names might be Brad and Kayla. But but I told them, man, you can quit looking for a church because this is such an amazing church. I have students that live in this east side of the Twin Cities area, and it's so nice when I can know that I can tell a student, if you go to Watermark Church, Jarvis is going to like give you a hug and Jane's going to like say hi to you, and there's going to be tons of people there that are already familiar with this ministry and you're going to be well taken care of there. And just watching you guys this morning, like how friendly you are. There's a lady that introduced herself for me. She thought I was new this morning, which I am. I've never been to a service here. And I said, you know what? That is so amazing. Because it's very interesting when you're a new person at a church pretty often. Because when I come in, most people don't look at me and say, oh, there's our speaker for today. Okay? Because I don't look like a typical speaker for a college ministry. And so it is eye-opening how many times really no one will introduce themselves, talk to me, or whatever. And I had multiple people here this morning. So good job. Keep doing it. Like I tell my students, you may feel like, I'm not comfortable meeting new people. What about them? They're walking into a new place. They don't know anyone. And I say this, who's the first person that said hi to you? Who's the first person that reached out to you? Everyone comes up with a name. Everybody. And I said, see, that's what you can be to someone else. And so, good job. Keep it up. Thank you so much for just loving me and the college ministry and being a place where when this church was starting, we were so excited because Danielle Renfro Sampson was from this area. And it was so great for me to be able to say, oh, this is so great. There is going to be church now, Danielle, in your area that you can go to, that you could invite your family to. And it's cool how that first Sunday, like Jarvis said, she brought the check for the TV monitors, and her dad, Rick, came along with her to just kind of come along, see this new church that was starting. And he and Sigrun, you know, now are a regular part of this church. That wasn't, I don't think, their plan when they came here that first Sunday. So it's been cool to have this relationship. Of course, Jane and Jarvis are great friends, and Levi and Danielle and Rick and Sigrun and Woody and Eileen, they all come down. You guys, I don't know if you all know this, but did you know that every winter in December, when we have finals week, we serve meals every night of finals, home-cooked meals. Have about 200 kids come through. And Watermark Church serves one of those meals. Did you know that? And it's Eileen and Woody, Rick and Sigrun, Jarvis and Jane have been down, Danielle and Levi come down and host that and cook that food and do that for you. So it's another way you guys are blessing. You're constantly blessing. Sometimes you're blessing in ways. Your pastor has you blessing in ways that you don't even know. But we have students, many students will say, the first thing I ever went to with Chi Alpha was food and finals. So literally, I'll take pictures of kids going through the lines. I'm like, I don't know who that is. 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 And we just pray that they'll end up making that connection, and you guys are part of that. So thank you so much for doing that. My family, my husband doesn't travel with me. He's actually not a part of the Chi Alpha staff because he's a church planter in Winona. Well, I shouldn't say church planter anymore because now we're almost 10 years old. But I think there's a picture that we can put up. Oh, well, that'll work too. At bottom corner there, the guy with all the hair. That's my husband, Chuck. He is amazing. We've been married for 30 years now, so that has been an awesome, awesome thing. And then I have some other pictures up there of my kids. I think there's one with the three kids, maybe. There we go. Two of them are actually here. The one on the left, Calvin, is 14 and is practically 6 feet tall now. and he is not able to be here. But my son, Reed. Reed, if you'll stand, he's on staff with me at Chi Alpha. And my daughter, Ellie, is here also, and she is a student in Chi Alpha. She's actually doing PSEO, but she's one of those smart kids that said, let's see, my junior and senior year of high school, maybe I should go to college and get 2 years free. And so she's getting 2 full years of college free at Winona State, so we're excited about that. I'll just quickly, too, Pete and I were RAs together at North Central back in the early days. So, and my director, Mike, and Laura Amiot are here, too. It's always good to have them around also. And then, surprise, surprise, I show up and, like, a bunch of my staff is here. I didn't know they were coming, and alumni. And so, like, this little group down here, I'm like, wow, okay. Brian and Bethany are going to hand out some newsletters on your way out. So if one per family, you just want to grab one of those, that would be awesome because I forgot to line up anyone else to do it. So thankfully they were here, and during worship, I'm like, here, hand these out on your way out. So that's working with me. This staff is amazing. This week we had a baptism, and I just pull audibles all the time, and they just roll with it. And we had 34 kids that got baptized. It was amazing. But I changed the venue less than 48 hours ahead of time, and we had to just, like, it just, like, I'm like, hey, guys, I just pulled the pin on the grenade, and I'm ready to throw it in. And they're like, okay, here we go. You never know what's going to happen. So it's been great. I absolutely love doing what I'm doing, and I love that we can really kind of jump on board with your theme here, blessed to be a blessing. As I tell you about the ministry that we do at the university, I want to kind of just weave that through, not just updating you and then preaching, but it's just kind of going to flow together. I love what you're doing with that Christmas thing. When I first got there, I kind of had this, the way we had done youth ministry, I don't think it's as much this way anymore, but we did youth ministry for years up in Duluth, and we would have all of our events at the church come to us. And so when I got to Chi Alpha, we have a building, and so I would invite students to come to the building. We still do some of that, but it took a few years, and we finally realized we should, just like Jarvis does, hey, we should see what the campus is doing and just help them out. And that's a whole story I don't have time to tell you, but I can just tell you now, it's amazing, because Welcome Week, when all these freshmen come to Winona, they're about to show a video that's going to start any second here. You know what? Let's just watch this so they can just go with it. Oh, that's not the right one, though. That's a different one. There we go. I just feel right at home here. We're at Chi Alpha. No, not that. Not now. Stop. So everyone's like, yeah, it's fine. So when we're doing Welcome Week, we've just really jumped in with their activities to the point where now when freshmen come, and I say they handed their schedule, but they're not anymore. They look at it on their phone, and they see every evening, Chi Alpha is the one hosting the Welcome Week event. And the campus has just reached out to us. They trust us now. We're doing it on their behalf. And 2 years ago, they got a hold of me in May, or maybe April, asked if I'd come over and help them plan Welcome Week. They said, you guys get so many people to show up to your stuff. Will you help us plan? And we had built that relationship by then. Last year, they got a hold of us and said, there's a meeting in March. We want you to come even a little earlier this year and really help us plan the whole week. This last week, I got an email from the guy who orchestrates all of Welcome Week in November now. And he said, hey, these are the numbers from this year. Your events were so well attended. Some of our events had like 99.5% attendance by new freshmen, which just blows my mind. And so they said, will you, you don't even need to come to that meeting anymore. Can we just plan on you guys doing all those events for Welcome Week again next year? And what's truly amazing, and if you pay taxes, which I think is everyone in here, this is, or should be, this is amazing. They now allocate $4,000 of their budget to Chi Alpha. to pay for us to do events for them. Think about that. By blessing the campus, by just serving them, by just helping them out, by doing things for them, the public university is giving a Christian ministry $4,000 to do events so the students can come in, have us be the first people they meet, and get loved on. I mean, God is creative, let me tell you. That is incredible. So that just blows me away. I want to show you just a little highlight. There's a Welcome Week video that we made. This just really gives you a good overview of what Welcome Week looks like. I might try to talk over it a little bit, but... So all of our small group leaders are either on the move-in team or they are orientation leaders. So that's what these guys are doing. This is that feel-good song you haven't heard yet, but you've been. A lot of these kids have never heard a Gaga ball, so. Your mama's dancing along because mama knows best. Just close your eyes, don't look around. Take a step and start grooving. Second day, we bring Gaga ball to campus. Later on in Gaga Ball, the football team walked out and they all jumped in and started playing, so that was fun. It was a little scary. Everyone else got out of the Gaga Ball pit at that point. This is a club fair where the students can go around and see what clubs they want to get involved with. We picked up about 275 names from this event. We did a big talent show. About 420 some, I think it was around that, students showed up for that. Our building that we own across the street from the campus. Another night we just gave away all the free pizza and ice cream. That night was amazing. Now we have all kinds of sponsors that donate everything, so it doesn't cost us anything to do this. The pizza places in town, the ice cream, frozen yogurt places, they donate everything. We had, I don't know, I think it's between 300 and 400. This was our huge event. Yam House came down. Reed has a great connection with them. We did a huge concert on campus, right in the middle of the gazebo, and tons of students showed up. This was Saturday night, so upperclassmen were showing up to this too. Really, obviously, a very visible, very magnetic event. This is actually their song in the background. Ugh, so fun. You know, so that is awesome. We love that opportunity, but what does that translate into? What ends up happening? We start having Chi Alpha services, and is Danielle in here right now? There you are. I never see the ones right in the front, right? Nothing has changed. I never see the ones in the front of Chi Alpha. Danielle, why don't you come up? So what does that translate into? We have... our first Chi Alpha service, there was just like so many kids that showed up and really were excited to be there. And so since that night, every night we do a salvation altar call. I was a part of a church up in Duluth where the pastor was very adamant. He just felt very burdened that we always need to give that opportunity. I'm really glad I was under that ministry for 10 years because I don't know if I would have been that way otherwise. So we always do that. And this fall, it's just been... so amazing to see all the students that have gotten saved so far. There's 146 students that have committed their life to Christ through this ministry that you support. 21 were this last Thursday night at our baptism service, and many of those were parents, grandparents, siblings, and some students that have never come to Chi Alpha, but they just came to see the baptism service. And so there, you guys, there is nothing like seeing a parent that you know that kid has been praying for. When you're talking about the Thanksgiving conversations, that is such a real thing for these Chi Alpha students, because their relationship with the Lord is so important to them, but it is a touchy subject at home. Some of these parents don't really want their kids in this ministry. They think their kids are in a cult. They say, I've had many students say, my parents just say, why don't you live the normal college life like a normal college kid? And I'm like, do you know what the normal college life is and what that leads to in the long-term effects? It's different even than when we were in college. And so it's amazing to see these parents and grandparents and siblings coming to the Lord on that night. I have a picture of our baptism of the students that got saved, and I would say about 85 to 90% of these students did not plan at all to be part of a church thing or a God thing or whatever it is. If it doesn't come up, that's okay. But there was 34 students that got baptized, and this last week we pulled our small group leaders together because they're about to start teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so we had a night, and most of our small group leaders have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but we just taught on it a little bit more. There were some students, leaders that were like, I'd still really love to have that experience. That hasn't happened yet. And Thursday night, just in our building, or sorry, Wednesday night, we just gave opportunity. There was no hype. There was no band. There was no, you know, and they just went to people that are close to them or other staff people, turned on some background music, and three students got baptized in the Holy Spirit on Wednesday. And that's what we want. We want that to just be part of our culture, not just, oh, you go to SALT to have that happen, which is our winter conference, or you go to a camp or a retreat or whatever. But that's just part of our culture, because being raised in a Pentecostal denomination, I've never seen such a need anywhere for me in my walk. I've never seen such a desperate place where you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit as a public university campus. You have to be empowered to have the boldness to go out there and to really preach the gospel with your life. And then we have about 40, we have 45 small group leaders now. We had to add a couple because a few groups got so big we needed to multiply those groups, and so now we added a couple of those. But I asked Danielle to come up. She is alumni. She was one of the very, very first students when I got there. Didn't know a soul. Had been given a few names, and it was the fall of 2008. She had just landed on campus from this area, and she was at Winona State, and one of the very first girls that I met introduced her, or you got to know one of those girls, and she invited her to a Bible study. So Danielle, I asked her to come and share for a minute some of our goals that we have, because it's one thing to have goals for students, but I feel like it's not really an effective goal if that happens while they're in college, but it doesn't happen after they leave. So I set our goals and our decisions on what we preach on, what we do, all has to do with in 5 years after they leave college, these are the four things we want to see happening in their life.
So these four things are something that Steph shares the first Chi Alpha. So when you come, you get a glimpse of what this is going to mean for you, not just the 4 years or however long you're in college, but well beyond that. And so I'm just going to share those four things and then tell you how Chi Alpha goes about doing that. And so the first one is living out and continually discovering your God-given purpose. The second is being in a godly family with your finances in order. The third is serving in a church filled with God's presence. And the last is impacting your world for Christ. And so when I went into college, I had grown up with a good foundation. I had a good head on my shoulders. I believed in God. I was open to the idea of getting involved with a church once I got there. But it was kind of just, I don't know, this is all brand new to me. Let's see what happens. Like Steph said, I got invited to a Bible study. The girl who invited me didn't even really know what we were going to, but she was excited, so I was excited, so we went. And that ended up being the second week of Chi Alpha. And I was there, And I experienced the presence of God in a new way. And I realized that what I wanted and what I needed for my life was a relationship with Christ. And that was more than just the head knowledge that I came to college with, that I knew that I believed in God. And so that created a huge paradigm shift in my life of how am I going to take this new thing that's so important and take it into my everyday life, not just church on Sunday and Chi Alpha on Thursday and whatever night my small group is, but what does that look like for everything else? And so these goals that Pastor Steph has set forward, that's where those come in. And so the first one was living out and continually discovering our God-given purpose. So God created us to have this longing question in our hearts of what am I here for? Why was I created? And that's definitely addressed in Chi Alpha. Like Steph said, every week there is an opportunity for students to make that adult decision to have a relationship with Christ. And that's developed through small group communities. Just like we have life groups here at Watermark, so much depth happens in those groups outside of our regular services. The second was having a godly family with your finances in order. Chi Alpha definitely preaches the Bible and the stories of the Bible, but they are not going to miss the practicality and the importance of teaching about finances and what God's Word says about our finances. Speaking about sexual integrity, that's very purposefully named on our campus because people are coming in from all different backgrounds. And the importance of giving, not just managing your finances, but what we talk about here, what Jarvis talks about, with being blessed to be a blessing. And one of the things that I really took away was taking away the excuse that you're not ready to give. It's easy to be a youth student in Watermark and say, you know, I don't have much. Maybe when I get a job, I can give to Speed the Light. Maybe when the summer comes, you know, I can work that job full time. Maybe then I can give. You know, we don't want to wait, because it'll be when I get a job. Then it'll be when I'm not in college, because now I'm in college, now I have no money to give. Then it's going to be, okay, when I get that first job. Okay, when I get my house paid off. Okay, when the kids are done with this. And we can keep making these excuses to not allow ourselves to be a blessing and experience what God has for us in that. That's another practical thing that Chi Alpha teaches. Serving in a church filled with God's presence. The goal isn't for students to come, have a great 4 years, love Chi Alpha, and then just be sad because they don't have that community anymore after they graduate and go out. They need to get plugged into a church like this, like so many other great churches in the area, in the state. And how they practice that is Chi Alpha has ministry teams. So you can get involved in the worship team. You can get involved in the people who are greeting that group. They call it the vibe team because they just set the tone and the environment for the night. You can get involved in all these different ways, just like here at Watermark. You can be a part of the tech team. You can be pushing the buttons for the slides. You can be greeting people. If we practice that as college students, it's easier to go to a church and say, hey, I've done that before. I can do that. A big piece of that is learning that you don't have to feel like you're connected to be a part of serving. You don't have to wait until you feel connected to help other people get connected. And maybe that's a challenge for you this morning. Maybe you've been waiting until you feel like you belong here, which you do. You'll actually feel more connected by getting involved and feeling some of that ownership with everyone here. And that was huge for me through Chi Alpha. Steph mentioned there's a fall retreat, there's a winter retreat where these students get away from all the distractions they have on campus to experience God and deepen their friendships. And the last thing is impacting their world for Christ. This is developing that compassion and that heart for other people. Chi Alpha goes on mission trips. They've been to Mexico City and South Dakota and other, you know, closer ones as well. There's constant service projects they're doing, even on a weekly basis. And one thing that's really cool is each semester they have a testimony service where the students are the ones who speak. They get up, they share what God's done in their life on campus that semester through that year. And this is preparing them to be able to share their faith in the workplace someday, in the marketplace, wherever they may be. And this is how we're able to leave a college ministry and go out and not only be a part of a church, but be a part of our world that Jesus has put us in our unique sphere of influence. And the last thing I'll say that I took away from Chi Alpha that has impacted my life here at Watermark, my life where I work, everything, is Steph really instilled, see a need and meet it. And that is huge throughout all of Chi Alpha that, you know what, you can do something. If you notice it, you can do it. And that is one way that God's love can shine through all of us so easily and that these students are really getting a hold of, just to practically love people and meet people where they're at.
I think that just leads in well in how I wanted to kind of talk for a minute about your theme here, blessed to be a blessing. And I think that blessed to be a blessing, see a need and meet it. Some of those just little phrases are great for us to just have as triggers of how to live our life. You know what? I mean, even one of my staff people the other day that's been around for a long time, she was like, yeah, I realized I saw something that needed to be done. And she was like, oh, someone needs to do that. And I just stopped. And I was like, wait, if I noticed it, I need to do it. And so many times we live in sort of a culture of entitlement or not servanthood, and we see something and we complain, or we see something and wonder why it's wrong. Maybe the Lord is letting us see that because we're the ones that are supposed to do something about that. And so that whole idea that you guys are living out now, blessed to be a blessing. And I just want to read 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11. I'm guessing in this series, maybe you've already heard this, but I hope it'll speak to you today. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And I feel like even just talking with Jarvis, I've read this next part differently. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, in all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. When I was growing up, there was a lot of teaching on basically give so you can get rich. And I know there's ways we can kind of make the Bible say what we want it to if we take things out of context. But what this says is that God is able to bless abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, not want, you have all that you need, now you will abound in every good work. As it's written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seeds and will enlarge your harvest of your righteousness. That's where people sometimes in the past have stopped. See, God's going to provide for everything, and he's going to make you rich, and he's going to give you everything you want. This is what it says after that. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. Not so you can keep it all and be comfortable. And through your generosity, it will result in thanksgiving to God. We really teach on being a blessing, seeing a need and meeting it, and on learning how to give at Chi Alpha. We do an offering every single week. It is not because I really think I'm going to fund that ministry through Chi Alpha students. Quite honestly, I fund it through you guys. You guys are the ones that really say, you know what, man, that spoke to me today, and I'm going to give in an offering, or you take a newsletter, and I just encourage you with those newsletters. If you can't give now, like, just stick it in your bills file. And if 2 years from now you're like, man, I think I want to do something. I get envelopes years later sometimes, months later, weeks later sometimes from people. And I teach the students, I don't need to say it again now because Danielle just said it, about how there's never an easy time to give. We always have an excuse of why we can give. And this is kind of where I want to land and give it back to Jarvis too, is when you're being blessed to be a blessing, you can stop the flow of that by making excuses. And it's been so cool in college students and in our ministry to give them a chance to practice this. And I tell them, weekly offering is practice. That's when you're practicing, because you have to learn how to give, not just on the big game days, on the speed the light giving night. For our students, we did a big offering for Treetop Farms. But you know what? most of those students that gave big had been giving regularly in the weekly offering. That wasn't the first night they gave big. A few weeks ago, it was so cool. You know Teen Challenge, and it's a recovery program. And I said to college students, they need Bibles. And I know you probably think I'm crazy coming to college students to say, will you, as college students, in 3 weeks we're going to have an offering, will you pay for Bibles for this other missions program? Because basically, they're a missions program. But I just talked to them. We got behind it, kind of like the thing with Watermark and a few other things we've done. Our goal was to buy 5 cases of Bibles, which would be about $750. And I was out of town the night they took the offering, and the two guys that take offering sent me a selfie, and they're like this, and they've got like a number up, and they gave $2,200 that night. A bunch of college students, you know, and it just shows they had practiced, and they had practiced, and then it was big game night. Because if you've ever been in sports, you know, you don't get just thrown into the big game. You don't get to participate in the big game if you haven't shown up for practice. So when Jarvis is taking your tithe and offering, man, that's practice right there. That's just learning how to be generous, learning how to be a blessing. When Jarvis throws out things like, hey, can you come and be part of this volunteer thing and like serve cocoa? You can probably like drink cocoa at the same time. Like, that's fun, right? And maybe you get to take some lights home. Like, that would be fun. I mean, this is like, everyone should volunteer for this. It sounds super fun. But as you're practicing that, it helps you step up for maybe some of you young people or older people are going to do those kind of things, and the day is going to come where God's going to call you into full-time vocational ministry. You're all in full-time ministry right now as a student, as a college student, as a young adult, at the marketplace. You're in ministry. But maybe God's going to switch that up and call you into full-time ministry. I was talking to Josh, the children's director here, and that's kind of what happened with him. Start, you know, helped out and stuff, and is looking to that day when maybe that he won't be bivocational. He'll be able to, like, do it full-time. So he's in the practice mode. So I just want to thank you guys. I want to give it back to Jarvis right now. And thank you so much for supporting this ministry and all you guys do.
Stay up here. I mean, I can take that if you want me to. But hey, it's fun because the phrase she said was practice generosity. I love that. You know what I'm saying? Just be generous. And so one, thank you for sharing. Hey, you guys like Steph, right? She's awesome. Isn't this awesome? So just to keep you a secret, what you don't know, what we all know, is that we're going to be generous to you. And so, what we've been telling the church, you're a missionary blessing this morning. So one is we wanted to hear you, because you've never been here, we want to hear you, but also we wanted to bless you. So we've been doing some special things for you. So if we can have the kids come in, and we got some gifts for you that we want to give you.
What are you doing?
It's all your stuff.
It's kids. Aww. You already gave me so much stuff.
We just want to bless you.
Look at you guys. I don't have any of this stuff. This is so awesome. You're awesome. Can I give you a hug? Aww. Sawyer, you're, oh man, the number one. I'm taking that to every football game. Oh man, you guys, thank you.
You can put it all right here. That's good.
Look at these kids. Oh, really? Wow, that is sweet. Do you know how cold our building is all the time? I'm gonna use that all the time. Thanks, you guys. Thanks. Oh, here we go. Oh, look at this. Oh man, I get to hug all the kids. I'm the lucky one. Oh, she's not sure about that. Okay, I gotta force myself on her. Oh, thank you, buddy.
Good job, guys.
Look at all these kids. Good job, Josh.
Hey. All right. Good job.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you did? My daughter just told me, she told someone I'm the best, of course. So,
aww.
Thank you. Hey, we really, here's the deal. So a couple things, just I don't want to announce, we got you guys, we got you and Chuck some gifts and different things. We got you some gift cards. We got you like $600 worth of gift cards for Christmas, so you guys can enjoy
what?
That with your family. And then I was blessed this year to have a gift card at St. James Hotel first. We got you a gift card for St. James Hotel for you and Chuck. And then we got you guys some other gifts. But here, Charlie, can you hand me that right there, this basket? Yeah, hand me the whole basket. This is a basket that Danielle helped put together of
course, Danielle.
And Mike helped, and these are all letters from Chi Alpha directors and alum that you can go over. And I wanted Mike to come up. Mike, can you come up and just share a couple words? This is one of the reasons Mike's here, because we want to say a few words. I mean, if you guys know Mike, he never brags about himself, but we all like Brent Silke, right? Brent Silke and Steph, and they all do Chi Alpha. And one thing about Mike is he will never brag about this. I'm on his board, so I can brag about him. So Mike is the director of Chi Alpha for Minnesota and for the Great Plains, which is what, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, anywhere you can name in the next 25 states, he leads that. So I just want him to say a few words for you. So,
hey, it's an honor to be here with you today and to celebrate staff. She says, said, be nice. So when 10 years ago, when Winona was sitting basically empty, we had two students that were on their way out, and we were praying for someone to come, and no one would come. And I kept at different events passing Chuck and Steph, and I kept whispering, Winona, Winona. And eventually one day, and there's a long story, but they called the day after we were going to go sell the building and said, we want to go check it out. And that day they went down, and God called them to go. Little did I know it would be the most expensive decision of my life. She's cost me a lot of money, but it is worth it.
For Jesus.
Listen, in 10 years, I think you were saying over 1,700 students have responded to Christ in 10 years. That's the impact that she has had on Winona State and so many lives, and she's one of the best we have in the country. And so I just thank you so much as a church pastor for honoring her and blessing them today, because she's been worth it.
And if we can have the worship team up here, we're going to end. And here's what, if we're going to have the ushers come forward. I want to take up just an offering. We're going to take up our normal offering. But if you want to give to Chi Alpha, if you want to give to Steph, if you want to give, you can do by envelope. You can, or you can take an envelope later and just write on her. But just write Chi Alpha, write Steph on her, whatever it is. If you don't designate, go to normal offering tithes. But we just believe in being generous. I love that. Practice generosity. Just be generous. And it's fun. Can I just tell you guys a fun story? Here's what I love. I was talking to Steph, and she's like, I'm going to share about how to be blessed. And here's what she's, even though she's, I mean, she's telling us, I want to talk about being a blessing, but we have the same DNA. That's what's so cool about this, is that you guys hear that? She gives out pizza, and they do this, and they do this, and people believe in giving so much that the school's giving $4,000 to give back, you know what I'm saying, to do this stuff. And that's what happens. That's what happens with hearts like this. And when she, you know what I'm saying, so it's just intertwined beats, so it just makes sense. And so let's, if we can this morning, we're gonna end with prayer and worship this morning. But everybody just stand up this morning if we can. I don't want to even end a message without giving a response. So before the ushers go out, everybody just bow your heads, close your eyes this morning. As Steph was just talking about people who are having a relationship, Danielle was up talking about a relationship with the Lord too. Everybody heads bowed, eyes closed. If you're here this morning, you never receive, you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and for you it's distance, or you don't know him. If that's you, and you today you want to make a decision, just raise your hand. I'm the only one looking around, and you say, today I want to make a decision. Today I want to make a decision to follow the Lord. That's awesome. It's awesome. Awesome. It's awesome. Everybody just repeat after me. Dear Jesus, thank you for life. Thank you for saving me. Be the Lord of my life. Forgive me my sins. Holy Spirit, fill me up. Help me to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. If you said that prayer, we want to pray with you. Listen, this morning there's four ways, that, you know what I'm saying? We believe that giving is an act of worship. We also believe that that you, giving your heart, is an act of worship. And so if you said that prayer today, we would love to talk with you. We have Bibles for you and everything. If you want to give this morning, if you're brand new with us, no obligation. There's four ways to give. You can give online. There's a text and message number going to be on the screen. You can give that way. But we can give, and we also give with our worship. Amen? And we give when we worship. And so let's celebrate this morning. And everybody give Steph a hug when you leave today. And love on her kids and love well today. And guys, thanks little kids for coming up here. You guys are awesome. And Let's pray this morning. Let's pray for Steph. Everybody can stretch your hands towards Steph this morning. Let's pray for Steph in the ministry down there, and then we'll take up offering. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Chuck and Steph. As Chuck is having children grow, that new things will happen. That, Lord, as he's taken over in even another existing church, we pray for your wisdom. We pray for this year, as longevity as Steph has been on for a long time at Winona State. We pray in Jesus' name for the practice of generosity. In the verse she read, Lord, sowing and planting, we pray that the seeds that have been planted over the years will come to pass, Lord. That, Lord, that new life will come. We thank you for this amazing heart, and we pray for this is the year. Lord, this is the year. We thank you for the salvations and the baptisms and the lives change, and we praise you for the continued lives change. We thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give and worship this morning. So it's awesome.